This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The participants are Vinay Kumar, political analyst, Sunil Kaul, Srinagar Akashvani correspondent, and Gulshan Raina, Jammu Akashvani correspondent. The moderator is Nishit Kumar, anchor.
The historic Jammu and Kashmir elections were held today for the second phase, and the elections are being held in three phases, of which the second phase was held today, and the voter turnout as of 7 p.m. has been recorded at 54.18% according to the data released by the Election Commission of India. And to discuss more about it, we are joined in by Vinay Kumar, political analyst, and Sunil Kaul, Akashvani Srinagar correspondent, and Gulshan Raina, Akashvani Jammu correspondent. But first of all, we would like to begin with Mr. Vinay Kumar. Mr. Vinay, please tell us about the election, especially about, we are talking about the second phase, which happened today. How do you see this?
Nishiji, out of the three phases, the middle one, the second phase polling was held today. And this is a very crucial day of polling today, where 239 candidates are in the field for 26 seats in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. There are many prominent candidates also. Former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah is there. BJP's senior leader and chief Ravinder Raina. The Pradesh Congress Committee's Chief Tariq Kara, they are among 239 candidates who are in fray, and over 25 lakh voters are there in this phase, out of which, as you have mentioned, 54% have cast their votes. If we see in Jammu region, in Riasi and Poonch areas districts, where some of the very crucial seats of assembly are situated, very healthy sign we have seen of nearly 71 and 72% poll percentage being recorded. So I think in this phase, there is another development that a Ministry of External Affairs took a delegation of foreign diplomats to Kashmir Valley as observers to see how electoral process is taking place in Jammu and Kashmir. And whatever reports I have seen about their observations is very, very healthy, and they were very satisfied, very happy to see the way Election Commission of India had made arrangements for polling. Even there was a polling station in Dal Lake also, and they could move freely. They could see how under a tight security cover this Jammu Kashmir's second phase of polling took place. So in a way, it is very crucial that we complete this process, and the next phase is on October 1st. Counting of votes will be taken up on October 8th. Then we'll know the result. And the healthy participation in a vibrant and healthy democracy is very crucial. And it is all the more crucial in and important in a border state like, territory of Jammu and Kashmir. So overall, if we look at some of the figures, Election Commission has set up nearly 3,502 polling stations for the voting process. And of these, 1,056 are in urban areas and 2,446 are in rural parts of the region. And there are many other features which Election Commission has this time introduced in Jammu and Kashmir, like to enhance voter participation. There are 157 special polling stations for this phase, which include 26 polling stations which are operated by women, and 26 managed by specially abled persons, and 26 run by youths, and 31 polling stations are located in border areas. So obviously, a lot of arrangements for security, and 13,000 polling staff have been deployed. So the amount of confidence it has instilled among the people of Jammu and Kashmir, I think that is very, very important.
Now we are joined in by Gulshan Raina, Akashvani Jammu correspondent. Gulshan, what are the special preparations made by Election Commission for smooth elections in Jammu?
If we talk about the arrangements, the Election Commission of India has ensured all necessary arrangements to conduct the election peacefully in the entire Jammu and Kashmir Union Territory. All the polling stations were constantly monitored through CCTV cameras so that today's election process could be carried out in a completely transparent manner. All arrangements like drinking water, toilets, cleanliness, security, etc. were ensured at the polling stations. Since polling has taken place in the second phase in Jammu Division today in Riasi District as well as in the border districts of Poonch and Rajouri, the security aspect becomes very important, and in view of this, foolproof security arrangements were made in all the assembly constituencies so that no untoward incident occurs anywhere.
Sunil, what preparations made by Election Commission in the Kashmir region?
The Election Commission had made elaborate preparations for smooth conduct of the second phase of elections today. The polling staff was provided all the necessary trainings of how to operate the EVMs in the polling booths. Besides, voters were sensitized by various departments about the importance of casting their votes. In this regard, many programs were organized under SWEEP, like Nukkad Natakas, musical concerts, debates and painting competitions, Nishit. Special attention was focused on the first time and young voters. It is worthwhile to mention here, Nishit, that in this phase today, more than 1,20,000 first time voters aged between 18 and 19 were registered for casting their votes. Election Commission had also made adequate arrangements for home voting, Nishit, through which specially abled and elderly voters participated in the democratic process.
Right. Any special security arrangements you want to highlight?
Nishit, security arrangements, as you asked, were adequate, and many security personnel were deputed to the poll-bound areas for the safe conduct of elections today. Polling remained by and large peaceful, and no untoward incident was reported from any poll-bound area of Kashmir Division. I would mention here, Nishit, that the security personnel at the polling stations were seen even helping voters in casting their votes in addition to their normal duties.
Mr. Kumar, you mentioned about Riyasi and Poonch clocking nearly 72%, and of course Rajouri as well at 68.22%. It's quite impressive turnout. But talking of Srinagar, Mr. Kumar, 27.37% as of 7 PM. Where is the lacuna?
If you see, Nishidji, Srinagar has traditionally not been very, very enthusiastic as far as polling percentage are concerned. In the past also, whenever voting has taken place, Srinagar has been very cold to that. So the polling percentage has never been, very high in Srinagar. And obviously, there are various factors also at play. But I think the positive sign was the number of candidates and the participation and enthusiasm of people, and the way the peaceful and smooth polling process took place, that lends credibility to the entire process, which in the past, if you recall, sometimes used to be questioned from various quarters about the credibility of the polling process, and particularly from across the border, from where, the incidents of terrorism were being encouraged in the valley particularly. So if we consider the overall security scenario and the fielding of candidates and participation of people in the overall process, democratic process, I think somewhere you will see these pockets will always be there where you'll see a low percentage, and there'll be pockets where we'll see high percentage. I don't think that is very, very unusual given, various kind of complex factors at play in Jammu and Kashmir.
So Sunil, how excited are people of Kashmir for the elections, as the high turnout in the first phase depicts that people are actually coming out to vote in huge numbers?
Nishit, people in Kashmir Valley are very excited to exercise their vote. Since elections to the J&K Assembly are being held after a long gap of 10 years, people are coming to vote with different hopes and issues in their minds. They're excited that by casting their votes, they would be able to just choose their representative for the Legislative Assembly who could ameliorate and address their issues. Over to you, Nishit.
Gulshan, you must also have interacted with people today. How was the response?
Today we talked to voters of almost all age groups, including the elderly, first-time voters and women, and everyone was very excited about the elections today. People said that these elections are being held in Jammu and Kashmir after a gap of 10 years, and they want that whichever government is formed should be pro-people. Out of the total 11 assembly constituencies of Jammu Division, there is no assembly constituency where polling has not been conducted as per expectations. People have voted in large number today, be it women, elderly, physically challenged or first-time voters. Everyone was seen enthusiastic, and it is obvious that assembly elections are being held in Jammu and Kashmir after a decade, and everyone wants to elect a candidate of their choice who will give more speed to the development work. Out of three districts of Jammu Division where the second phase of voting took place today, Poonch and Rajouri districts are border district, and despite this, people have voted with full enthusiasm. Nishit.
Right. Mr. Vinay, in many sense, we can say that these elections are really historic in nature. First of all, of course, this is the first time it's happening after the abrogation of Article 370. It's happening almost after a decade now. How much of the abrogation of the Article 370 has played a role, if at all, in these elections?
You know, Nishit, if we look at abrogation of Article 370, it's been 5 years. In August 2019, it was abrogated, Article 370, which bestowed a special status on the state of Jammu and Kashmir. Now, if you see in the first phase, just a passing reference, the turnout was 61.38%, which was also very, very healthy, very positive sign. And when we talk of Article 370, if we see that all the prominent leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the top BJP leaders, including Home Minister Amit Shah, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, Party President JP Nadda, even leader of opposition and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, they have spoken about in their speeches in the campaign which we have seen so far, restoration of statehood. And Article 370, as far as it is concerned, everyone now believes, and people also know, that after abrogation of Article 370, the government has launched a number of development schemes and toned up the administration, spruced up security. So a lot of things are happening on the ground after Article 370 was abrogated. So we have seen that after abrogation of Article 370, things have been very peaceful and government has managed the situation very well. So I think in the days to come, people are reconciled. It's no doubt it is an emotive issue for the people of Jammu and Kashmir, and largely the political outfits also, who lent an emotional appeal for the Article 370. But after the abrogation, I think situation has not gone out of hand. The most positive sign was that, as you know, days and months pass by and the political process, this democratic process gets completed and statehood is restored in this territory, we will see another, you know, push for the development process in Jammu and Kashmir.
Right. Mr. Vinay, there have always been unfounded accusations and allegations like a broken record coming from the neighborhood. But this time, we see that there have been diplomats and observers who have come in to witness the voting. How far do you see this is significant in actually bringing out a message to the outer world at large?
This is, as I mentioned earlier, the Ministry of External Affairs took a delegation to Kashmir Valley and from various countries, including Norway, whose diplomat made this, United States also, Singapore delegate was also there. They all saw how this process was underway right from the morning and what kind of arrangements were made. So this, India is showing that we have nothing to hide from outside world. And the democratic process, the polling process, how smooth it was, the way people were coming out without any coercion, without any, you know, prodding by anyone, the freedom of choice to cast your vote in the electronic voting machine, that was on display. And it lends a lot of credibility to whatever the government says for the outside world. And we have seen that the discredited elections, they never bring up a government which can work smoothly and which can, you know, go amongst the people with credibility. But whatever is the result of these elections, at least no one can point a finger towards the credibility of the electoral process and the kind of arrangements and the free and fair method and the process which the Election Commission of India has adopted in conducting these elections. So I think that is a very good and very positive and a major development in the scheme of things which we are seeing in Jammu and Kashmir.
Thanks so very much, Mr. Vinay Kumar, Sunil Kaul and Gulshan Raina, for having joined in this discussion and shed so much of light and inputs. Thank you so very much, all three of you.
Thanks.
You were listening to a discussion on the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The participants were Vinay Kumar, political analyst, Sunil Kaul, Srinagar Akashvani correspondent, and Gulshan Raina, Jammu Akashvani correspondent. The moderator was Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.